It is Mind Food Radio, and we have a brand new feature which is really exciting called Ask the Cheesemonger. So that is exactly what I'm going to do. I would love to welcome Simon Berry from Whitestone Cheese. Hello, Simon.
Yeah, hi, Nikki. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Now, I love my cheese, but I'm probably, I don't know as much as I should. So I've got different things to talk to you about. The first of these is about ripening and aging cheese at home and how we read the cheese.
Yes.
Okay, so I open my fridge, I have a look. How fast does cheese go off?
Well, it all depends on the variety. So firstly, you've just got to think of cheese as a living, breathing thing. It's a bit like a piece of fruit. So depending on that type of cheese, it's, again, just like fruit, you need to think, okay, well, what are the characteristics of this cheese? So let's start with a white mould, a brie or a camembert. That needs to breathe, and it needs to breathe, but at the same time it can dry out if it's just left out in the open in your fridge. So you want to have a balance of letting it breathe but retaining the moisture. So the white wrap that you generally see those cheeses come in have holes in there to let the cheeses breathe but at the same time keep the moisture in.
Okay, so would it be fair to say the softer the cheese, the faster it goes off?
The younger, so then it's probably a younger cheese, like a feta or a white mould. So that they wrap, the higher the moisture, the faster they'll ripen and the faster they'll go off. So the harder cheeses like a Parmesan or a cheddar, they'll last years. Whereas the younger, higher moisture cheeses like a brie or a camembert, they'll last, you know, up to sort of 2 or 3 months.
Okay, so with regard to varieties, if, say, we're going to be planning a dinner party maybe a week out, would you suggest getting the cheese earlier or do it at the very last minute?
No, I'd get it earlier, and you want to select your cheeses, particularly ones that are at a fast ripening, thinking of that date in mind. So if you're a week out, you want to find a nice soft one, and then if you're going for a cheddar, you want to think, I want a mature, more of a mature one that's going to be ready at that time. And then you put them away in your fridge and handle them accordingly to ripen them on so they're ripe. And another great thing if you're about to prepare a platter is get your cheeses out at lunchtime if you're serving them at night.
Ah, that's good, because there is nothing worse than the cheese being too cold.
That's right, too cold. And you've got to think of those, just again like a fruit, those flavours are dormant when they're in the fridge, and then when they come up to room temperature, they come alive and become awake. And the longer they can work at that sort of awake state, the more complex your flavours will be.
And let's be real, once people start eating that cheese platter, it's gone in about 5 minutes.
It's gone, it's demolished. So it's a window of opportunity.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your insight, Simon.
Okay, great.